Welcome to the Philharmonia Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:32 British Summer Time. Today is June 20th. Today was a pretty mixed day on stock markets. The majority opened down on the day rather significantly and paired those losses intraday, at least in Europe and definitely in the USA. In Asia this morning, you had initial weakness, particularly on a number of the Asian markets, but quite a few closed in positive territory, if only barely. The Indian market fell rather aggressively, and while it paired some of the loss, it was still classed as really a rather large downward dynamic, and that was on speculation that India is about to open treaty talks with Mauritius on capital gains. And the reason that's significant is because a large number of institutional investors route money through Mauritius on its way to India. So that was at least part of the reason why the Indian market pulled back rather sharply in here today. But the banking sector, which has been a leader throughout, paired more of its loss than the overall index, and that's perhaps a more positive sign. Elsewhere, we do remain with it very much within this rather anxious period. In the commodity sector today, West Texas Intermediate was stronger by about 40 cents, but Brent crude is weaker by over a dollar and is down to $111. So that's a fall of $9 over the last week or so. And oil is beginning to head in the right direction. It needs to fall significantly more. And the $80 area would begin to lend confidence to people looking for a sign that commodity prices have pulled back enough to stop being an inhibitor to economic growth. The gold market remains really very firm. It continues to hold in this 1540 area. It's been largely range bound for the last couple of weeks, having pulled back rather sharply. It continues to hold above its 200-day moving average. This has been a very steady period for gold, particularly in view of the increased volatility that we've seen on stock markets and in commodity markets, and it continues to hold really rather favorably. And the silver market also continues to hold above its 200-day moving average. Both platinum and palladium have been weaker, and platinum in particular has been down for seven consecutive sessions. This has been an aggressive pullback. It's now oversold in the short term. There's no indication yet that this decline has ended in platinum, but at the same time, 7 consecutive days to the downside, it does begin to raise questions as to just how far this is going to decline, particularly with gold being so very steady. In the grain and bean complex, the wheat market was weaker today by 12 cents. Both corn and soybeans were really quite steady. Natural gas is holding today in the region of $4.30, and that's also one that has pulled back very sharply from having had a look at that $5 area a couple of weeks ago. The industrial metals were all pretty weak. Copper was weaker by about $2. That did pair its loss. The intraday low was around $4.02 on that COMEX contract. We remain within this very heightened period of anxiety, and we've had an increased amount of volatility. US Treasuries today closed at 125.31, so a shade under 126. They were almost at 127 earlier on today. That would have constituted as a breakout from this 1 month range, and it gave up the majority of its advance. When one looks at that trend in US Treasuries, it is for the bears to prove in here. It does need to sustain downward dynamics and break down from that range to really suggest that supply is beginning to gain the upper hand. And given the anxiety that we have out there in the markets, that we're still in this supportive environment for government bonds generally, and there has been a high degree of commonality right across the government bond sector, with gilts, bunds, and the Canadian and Australian 10 years have all been really quite steady over the last couple of weeks and actually pushing into months at this stage. In the soft commodities sector today, the coffee market was weaker in here. It was down by 6 cents in Arabica. The sugar market was a bit firmer. When we look at what's going on here, the Greek crisis continues to hit to really make headlines. There's a lot of people out there shooting from the hip and coming out with very bold forecasts in a highly uncertain environment. Nobody knows how this is going to play out. The spreads at which Greek government bonds are currently trading one suggests that most people think that there's going to be some form of default or restructuring, and they're positioning themselves accordingly. There's a lot of hyperbole being pushed around out there, and the answer, of course, is that this isn't going to end in the short term. This is going to be a long drawn out process, and that means that sentiment is going to ebb and flow. What we have seen is that the tone of commentary has become increasingly bearish, and we would expect that in a corrective environment, and we do remain within this corrective environment. The S&P has pulled right back to its 200-day moving average in the region of today of 1,278 points. The DAX in Germany is also holding around this 7,000 area. It was at 7,150 today. These are so far, this corrective phase has been so far limited to a reversion to the 200-day moving average for those two indices. We've seen an increasing number of indices breaking below their 200-day moving averages. So, whereas there are going to be some that the reaction is going to be limited to a simple mean reversion, there are going to be others that have a deeper reaction. And the markets that have been least affected are primarily in the ASEAN region. The Indonesian market remains susceptible to an additional pullback, and the likelihood of that is probably more likely than not that we're going to get a sharp pullback at some point in some of these higher flying markets. But the fact that they are so remarkably steady in here speaks to their position of relative strength and leadership in the current bull market. Because while we're in a cyclical bull market for a number of Western markets, we're in secular bull markets for a number of those ASEAN and Asian market economies and markets. And the relative strength that we're seeing currently in Malaysia and Indonesia, that doesn't mean that they're not going to that they are immune from a deeper correction. If we do see that other markets succumb to additional selling pressure, it's unlikely that those markets are going to be able to sustain this relative strength. But the fact that they have been leaders throughout would suggest that when this corrective phase has run its course, that that's where the big buying opportunities are going to be. So, while most people are concentrated on the risk out there, there is also the potential for opportunity if we see an overshoot in here. Banner stocks such as Apple and Siemens and BHP Billiton have pulled back to their 200-day moving averages. Apple has pulled back below its 200-day moving average. That's the first inconsistency in what has been a remarkably consistent trend. The risk premium has risen for a share like Apple following that. Now, it has rallied well off its low in here today, and it could well still get back above its 200 AMA and reassert on the upside. But the risk premium has increased somewhat because it has pushed below the 200 AMA, and it's the first time it's done that in more than 2 years. BHP Billiton is holding in the region of its 200-day moving average, and what we're looking for with markets when they're in this mean reversionary type of phase is that they find support in the region of their 200 AMAs. We're not looking at the MA as being sacrosanct, but they do need to find support in this current region to indicate that demand is beginning to reassert itself on a medium-term basis. The industrial commodities, have been pulling back for a while. Copper remains the relative strength leader, but even tin, which had been a tower of strength for quite a persistent period of time, has also pulled back rather sharply and completely reverted to its 200-day moving average. Oil pulling back from 120 to almost 110 on WTI, or sorry, on Brent, is highly favorable. It suggests that we're not going to have the major spike in oil prices that so many people were predicting when the Asian or the sort of Middle Eastern uprisings began. But oil needs to come significantly lower. The corrective phase that we've entered is looking rather akin to that we saw around the same time last year, particularly for Wall Street and a number of European indices. There is probably a catalyst required to shake markets out of their malaise. A swift resolution of the Greek crisis would certainly help, but that doesn't look likely at this stage. A big fall in commodity prices would certainly help. And commodities have definitely come under pressure in the last couple of weeks. So that is a potential outcome. The likelihood is that if we do see that amount of deleveraging, stock markets are not going to be immune in the short term. Whereas once commodity prices have pulled back, that would be supportive of stock markets over the medium term. So the anxiety level among investors has risen, but there's also the realization that there is potential bargain power that could come into these markets. One important factor is that people are starting to talk about the Greek crisis as if it was the Lehman bankruptcy and beginning to attempt to draw parallels. But the one really important difference is that nobody was expecting the Lehman bankruptcy to have such a profound effect on asset markets. And everyone is expecting a Greek default to have a profound effect on markets. And since that's the case, people have been given ample opportunity, institutions and investors have been given ample opportunity over the last year to hedge their exposure, to sell it, to absorb the loss, or to take out insurance against default. That would suggest that the widespread panic that ensued following the Lehman bankruptcy is unlikely following a Greek bankruptcy. People will, of course, begin to ask questions as to if Greece goes, will other sovereigns also default? But each of these markets needs to be taken on its individual merits. And at present, while we remain within this corrective phase, we're certainly not seeing markets fall on consecutive days. We're seeing a bit of backing and filling, and there's certainly been a pause in the region of 200-day moving averages. We have had an absence of clear upward dynamics to suggest that the demand is returning to dominance. And in the absence of those, particularly if we were to see them across a whole range of markets simultaneously, that would be a clear sign, but it's not there. And it is now for the bulls to prove, and there is the continued risk that we're going to see additional pullbacks for equity markets and for commodities. But in higher growth markets, that's likely to provide a relatively good buying opportunity over the medium term, once we see evidence that markets have found support, and that's just not there right now. Gold has been remarkably steady, and its relative strength as a safe haven is also notable, particularly as we push through this seasonally weak period for gold and head towards the end of the third quarter, which is seasonally really quite firm for gold, and it has held up remarkably well. We've had major breakouts in gold in 2001, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2009, 2010, and it's not beyond the bounds possibility that we see a breakout to new high ground in September 2011. The People that are watching gold, that are interested in gold, are very much aware of the seasonality that has crept into the gold market over the last decade and counting. And the fact that it has held up so remarkably well to date is testament to the bullish interest that continues to dominate in that market. It's still a bit above its 200-day moving average. If it were to pull back in sympathy with a wider correction in commodities or in stock markets, there's still a strong likelihood that it would find support in the region of its 200-day moving average, and there's probably a lot of people waiting to buy gold at a somewhat lower level. With that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.